Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Maaser Sheni Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. And the last daf is on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we have a machlekes Rabbi Meir Lacham in the Mishnah. If a person has some silver coins of Maaser Sheni and some pairs of Maaser Sheni, is he allowed to combine the two of them to transfer their kedusha onto one large silver coin? Rabbi Meir doesn't allow, and the Chachamim do. So the Gemara clarifies Rabbi Shimon Lakishamar. He says, "Maplegin Rabbi Rabbanin. What's machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon? But pairs Shein Ben Kedei Kasef." That's only if there isn't enough value in the peiros to transfer their kedusha onto a silver coin. And that means he would have to transfer it onto copper coins, which is not advisable because they often corrode and get ruined. Therefore, it's better to combine a small amount of silver and the small amount of peiros that he has onto one large silver coin, according to the Rabbanon. Aval, the peiros sheyesh ben kedei kasef, but if the peiros themselves have enough value to transfer onto silver, af Rabbanon moidai, even the Rabbanon agree not to combine silver and peiros onto a large silver coin. And here we detail what we're referring to. Chatzi dinar kasef and chatzi dinar peiros, mutter. If he has half a dinar of kasef and half a dinar of peiros, then it's mutter to combine these two half dinarim values onto one silver dinar. Whereas dinar kasef and dinar peiros, usser. If he has a full dinar worth of silver of Maaser Sheni and a full dinar worth of peiros of Maaser Sheni, it's usser to combine them two onto a silver shekel, because he has enough peiros to transfer kedusha onto a silver dinar. And kol shekein shnei dinar kasef shnei dinar peiros usser. For sure, it's usser if he has two dinarim of kasef and two dinarim of value of peiros, then he's not allowed to combine these two and two onto a full selah. And continuing the Mishnah had said, Hadonim lefnei chachamim, those who are dan, who judge, who discuss halachas in front of the chachamim, they gave their opinion in the Mishnah. Elu hein adonin, these are the donim lefnei chachamim, ben azai uben zayma. And elu hein atalmidim, whenever the Gemara says the talmidim said, who's that referring to? Chanani ben chachin, Rebbe Elazar ben Masya. And anytime the Gemara says, Eida kedaisha, who's that referring to? Rebbe Yosi ben Amisholim, Rebbe Shimon ben Manasya. Now going to the last opinion of the Mishnah, Shammai told us, Yani chen b'chanos v'chulu, when a person has a silver selah of Maaser Sheni, he's not allowed to break it down into any sort of smaller denominations. He just has to take that entire coin, give it to the storekeeper, and eat corresponding to that coin. As a Gemara, my time at the Shammai, what's Shammai's reasoning? The answer is, Shammai yishkach v'yasoi sechulin. Perhaps, if he's going to break it down into smaller denominations, he's going to forget that these little copper coins that he has are actually Maaser Sheni, and he's going to use them for some sort of chulin purpose, and that's going to be a problem. Therefore, he should just keep it in its original form. Chaf alfa on base on top, we had said in the Mishnah, Mishayu mixes banu tmei mechulu, that if a person has a whole bunch of kids, some are tamei and some are tahar, and he wants the tahar ones to be able to eat Maaser Sheni, but he can't have all the food at the table as Maaser Sheni because the tamei ones are not allowed to eat it. What does he do? And we were talking about wine in the Mishnah. He says that whatever the tahar ones drink, this cell of Maaser Sheni should be mechul onto it. And obviously, the tamei ones, it's not going to be mechul onto what they drink. Therefore, it turns out that the tahar ones are drinking Maaser Sheni, and the tamei ones are just drinking chulin. The Gemara clarifies by asking, "Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to? Im ba'omer mikvar, if he had already said that the kedusha should be transferred, meaning he had already transferred the kedusha from the Maaser Sheni coin onto the wine, well then we have a problem. Mashkam Urvu. We have a drink which is mixed. We have a pitcher of wine that some of it's Maaser Sheni, some of it's not, and that means that when the tummy ones take wine, maybe they're taking Maaser Sheni, and that can't be. And v'im ba'omer lich sheyishta, if you want to say that this is what the father had expressed, when the tahar ones drink, then it should be considered that they drink Maaser Sheni. Well, that's also a problem, because l'mafreya chulin shasi. That means that retroactively they really drink chulin, and the father is only trying to transfer the kedusha of the money onto the wine after they already drank the wine, and that doesn't work. Alakinan kaimin, rather, what's the Mishnah talking about? Ba'imrits, where the father said mikvar lecha sheyishte, that it already should be transferred when they drank it. In other words, the father is saying that after the tahar ones drink wine, l'mafreya, we should say that the kedusha of the money was already transferred onto the wine before they drank it. We further clarify, what type of tuma were these children tame? Bitmein, tame mace. It has to be that they were tame, tomas mace, she'ein kli charis matame ma'chayrav, that an earthenware kli is not going to become tame on the outside, and therefore it has to be that they were sitting at the same table together, tahar kids, and kids that were tame, tomas mace, and the wine was in a kli charis, an earthenware pitcher. And so even if one of the tame sons picks up the pitcher and pours himself a cup of wine, he's not matame the wine in the pitcher, because there's a din with a kli charis that when it's touched on the outside, that's not metame what's on the inside. And now when the tahar son has wine in his cup, the wine is still tahar. Aval b'tamei and toma ziva, tamei with toma zav, sha'azav metame behesit, a zav is metame even by simply moving something, loy b'da, that's not what we're talking about. out, because the moment one of the Tamei sons picks up the pitcher to pour himself a cup of wine, the wine itself is Tamei, even though he didn't even touch the wine, he just moved it. Further qualification of this, b'she'en echad ma'ara, this is only when one person isn't the designated pourer. Avolam yesh echad ma'ara, but if we have a designated pourer and he's tahar, afilu tameim tumaziva, even if the sons are Tamei with tumaziva, it's not a problem, because the designated pourer is tahar and he's pouring for the Tamei ones, and so once again, the tahar ones are allowed to drink directly from the pitcher. Hajjalach Maaser Sheni Nitan, Mazel are finishing the second parak of Maaser Sheni, just like we were zecher finish this parak together, we should be zecher finish the entire Masechta together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together. And moving on to the brand new parak, Lo Yamar Adam L'Chaveroi, a person should not tell his friend, Halas HaParis O'Elu Yerushalayim L'Chalek, bring these pears up to Yerushalayim for me, and you're going to get a portion of them. That's because it's like he's paying his friend with Maaser Sheni, and one isn't allowed to pay a debt with Maaser Sheni. Elo Omer Loi, what does he tell his friend? Halim Shenoichlim Nishtem B'Yerushalayim, bring them up so that we can eat them and drink them together in Yerushalayim. In other words, we have two friends living together, they're farmers, raising their crops, and they're going to bring their Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. One of them isn't allowed to say to the other, please help me bring my stuff to Yerushalayim, and I'll give you a portion of the fruits. That's like paying him with them. But if he says, let's eat and drink them together, that's okay. And the Mishnah concludes, Avon Nosen Zelazemat Naschinam, they can give Maaser Sheni to each other as a gift. The Gemara starts out clarifying, Loimar Adam L'Chaver V'Chulu, Ma Bein Ha'omer Shenoichlim V'Nishtem, Loimar L'Chalek. What's the difference between these two different ways in the Mishnah? If he tells his friend, bring them up to Yerushalayim and we'll eat them and drink them together, that's okay. But if he tells him, I'll give you a portion of them, that's not okay. Bottom line is, he's basically saying the same thing. What's the difference between them? And the answer is, Reb Zeres B'Shem Reb Yonasan, Mehalachas Shel Imam Hi, this is one of the halachas of Imam. Imam means hesitation or being wishy-washy. In other words, the Chum were back and forth about this, they discussed this, and they didn't really come out with a clear answer what the difference is, but either which way, they came out with this psak, that if he says L'Chalek, it's like he's paying his friend and that's Aser, but if he says do it and we'll eat them and drink them together, that's okay. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with other halachas of Imam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.